The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Forever Dog!
Oh, wow. Could I get some almond milk, please?
Oh, has this been sitting in the sun? You could cook an egg on it.
I need some almond milk.
The microphone's hot mic.
Oh, wow, hot mic. Oh, welcome back.
That's so upsetting.
For yet another steaming, piping, scalding service. Serving of
hot girls. It's our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives,
issues in politics.
Take a deep dive into the DMs.
Let's get into some
hot goose.
Hot goose. We should do a segment called Hot Goose where we talk about birds.
My goose got gandered last night.
Aviary. I heard it did.
Yeah, aviary tricks in the sky.
Bird flu.
Better than bird do. Oh, wow. Is Drag Race about to premiere? I feel like it's around the corner. It's now the new year, and we should get word on when we'll get our healthy dollop of dolls.
I mean, we're all just sitting in the
corner,
just itching ourselves, waiting for the next dose of Drag Race. We truly are. I know that on the day this comes out, AJ and the Queen will be out.
Oh, yeah?
So I will be watching. We recorded this a little bit ahead of time. So at this exact moment, we haven't seen it. But AJ and the Queen on Netflix. Get into it. Ruby Red.
There's so many great people on it. Drew Droege's involved with it.
Yes.
Latrice. Mario Cantone. My friend Ryan helped cast it.
Nice.
You know him from Burning Man. You know his face.
Okay. I have to announce that tonight is my last drag show. I have saved up $100,000 to open up my own bar. The man I love ran off and took everything. And honestly, I'm flat broke. This
have
is the concept
the
of
trailer?
This is the concept of Ruby Red.
How wonderfully camp.
I can't wait to watch this fucking show.
I wonder if Ruby has to perform at any drag brunches. Oh, wait, can I say that? Am I even allowed to say drag brunch?
I want to see the receipts.
Wait, so there was a lot of hoopla going on about the copywriting of the term drag brunch.
Did someone copyright it? I've heard Brandon Voss did. That's what it says on my outline.
We have conjecture only.
It's
We have no legal documents to support this.
Who'd you get the conjecture from? Oh.
But anyone out there.
Bleep, bleep!
Anyone out there who's trying to copyright a phrase like drag brunch, please,
good
like
luck.
Literally, with all the support of the pod, please go generously fuck yourself.
I'm sending you a message via carrier pigeon.
Please fuck yourself thoroughly and completely. Now.
And at least be a drag queen trying to do it, not some ungussied faggot just trying to make money off the girls. At least be one of the girls. If you're going to try to coin our phrase, Goodbye.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Peace out.
Good luck with your Vegas show.
That's right. That, we're going to change the name of the podcast to Drag Brunch, just despite. Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of Drag Brunch.
I hope this isn't true, because Brendan Voss seems like a much more reasonable and sensible man than to actually try bullshit like this.
Yeah,
like,
that's dumb.
Yeah.
If anyone's out there filing legal papers trying to make Drag Brunch their own term, please just cease and desist, Diva.
And if you're looking for something to do, in Vegas they have the RuPaul's Drag Race review, and according to the ticket website, there's still tickets available for opening night. So grab some seats.
I want to go.
Me too.
Should we go for opening night?
I'd love to. When is it?
Should we get one of those jet suite private planes?
Oh, pussy! For Race Chaser bonus content, you could fly a plane.
Yeah. We could record on the plane.
Big Dipper pilots the jet.
My cousin's a pilot.
Oh, cool.
In my jeans.
I filmed multiple pilots inside of me.
At once.
It was a drag brunch.
What is this coming across my desk? What is this?
Wait. I saw it. So Raven, I saw her apology. Paper.
What is this? This is just coming in. It's hot off the printer. The paper is still scalding hot from being printed out on the jet printer. It says Raven like Drag Race Raven?
The one.
Called Greta Thunberg a brat?
An entitled smug brat. Hashtag Sharon.
What does all this mean?
Let me tell
Break
you.
Break this down. Note by note.
Okay, Raven sent out that saying,
on what platform? Facebook? Because she doesn't have Instagram or Twitter.
It's a Facebook.
Okay.
And then later I watched the video where she was live explaining why she thought Greta was a brat and acting like a teenage brat. It's because someone called her Sarah on a morning news. Sharon, that was it. Oh, I thought she was talking about Sharon Needles.
I did too.
No, she was a question.
Yeah, on Jeopardy or something, or a quiz.
It was a British quiz show. They said the name of a climate activist, and the woman just said Sharon. Like she didn't.
Yeah,
that's a funny answer.
Greta changed her Twitter bio
to Sharon.
Yeah, to Sharon. And it's a funny joke.
That's funny.
And she said, and Raven was going on saying, whenever Greta gets offended, like when Donald Trump, she runs to Twitter and blah, 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 blah. It's just, and retaliates there, and it's bratty. And I thought it was bratty, so I called her a brat. And you know what? If you don't like it, you don't have to subscribe to me. She said, do you watch TV shows you don't like? No. So if you don't like me and you don't want me in your world, unsubscribe. And she just, you know, the last 20 seconds are basically telling people, if you didn't like this, don't watch me. Like, they would have watched the whole thing already if they didn't like her. I mean, I did, because I fucking hate her. No, I'm kidding. I don't hate her. I'm indifferent, which is even worse. She's just so... She doesn't seem like a positive presence to me at all, especially calling a woman that's trying to do some good in the world a brat. It's like, how is that constructive? Like, why did you... I think a drag queen's main job is to be entertaining, and this is not entertaining.
No.
Calling a global social justice and environmental warrior...
Yeah.
A brat. Like, contribute more to the world and its discussion than your opinions on people that are doing more for the world than you.
That is a deep will and wisdom to me.
Now, what the fuck was botate mean?
Botate. So, this was written in a lipstick message, right? From Madame LaQueer.
Oh, cool.
Deep friend of the pod. I saw her the other night at
Executive Suites
Precinct.
Oh, cool.
No, yeah. She was headlining at Precinct. She was amazing. She's a lovely person and a lovely presence. And deep salute. But she said botate on her lipstick message, and someone wrote in with what it means.
How wonderful. Monica Sorolla, thank you so much. It means to give it all you have and steal the show.
Work. Yes, okay. And then Monica goes on to say, thanks for the always wonderful content that keeps this middle-aged teacher having a blast. Well, thank you, Monica Cirola, for teaching us, because I love a good, and como se dice, you should put that word on there. Botate.
Botate. Definitely. I think it's a great word.
Thank means you. Give it all you have and steal the show.
Now, our bullshit president is certainly trying to botote. He's giving it all. He's giving more than he actually should. Like bombing Iran. Like starting a war.
So I think the logic probably from the camp going on in the White House is that a president who goes into a war is more likely to get reelected. I think it's kind of backfiring, though, because I don't really think that the nation wants this war at all.
His party doesn't even want this war.
Yeah, so it's kind of flimsy and kind of stupid.
Can you imagine if... No, that won't happen. I was going to say if the Republican Party nominated somebody else.
I don't think it would happen, but I mean, I don't... So... But I saw this video, and I don't know, it might have been fake, because that happens sometimes. But it was the Iran Supreme Leader talking, and the subtitles were like, when we say death to Trump in our country, we're not talking about, or wait, no, when we say death to Americans, we don't mean American people, we mean President Trump. We mean him and the people in charge. So I was like, oh, I kind of like that platform. Like, I kind of agree with you.
At least they know it's not like
leader.
Us. We didn't want to bomb them. I mean, maybe we did.
No, we don't.
The guy didn't seem like it didn't. How do you get rid of a bad guy?
War is devastating and horrible, and it's expensive, and it ruins people's lives here and over there. Nobody wants that. It's dumb. So,
what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So everybody, just get out and vote. Just get out and vote. It's all I can say. I say
twice.
It so often.
Needs...
Will goes in, and then you come out, you put on a wig, and you try to go back in.
No, this is not, no wig.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is that one, pointing to the sheet.
Billum Welleye. You can call me Billum.
Oh, wow. My heavens.
Now, I'm super excited for your show. Is it this month, your Kim Petras show?
February 10th.
Oh, like a Valentine's
New
Day.
New York City, in Brooklyn, yes. Yeah, because it's called Heart to Break, so it's...
Is it a two or a T-O?
It's a two.
Thank you.
Because I wanted that, like, Britney Spears, like, title of a track.
Get
on
in
the
zone,
CD,
yeah.
For sure. We received a lot of messages about Kim Petras and her working with Dr. Luke and how that pertains to the show. And do I want to address it? I mean, no, I actually don't want to address it, but we might as well. No, I prefer just like talking about it.
We're not afraid of anything on Hot Goss.
Right. And it was something I wanted to talk about. And, you know, I don't want to give oxygen to Dr. Luke because I think he sucks and I think he's bad. And so the show is going to focus on the music that we love and Kim Petras, who is a trans icon and who I really think is really talented and amazing. And so it's really about her. It's about love and heartbreak and loss and...
support queer artists at $3 bill on February 10th.
Right. So, I mean, I guess, like, if it's any consolation, I don't know. I don't really know what the answer is. I wish I had, like, the answer. Because is it, like, do we need to, like, stop listening to Kim Petras altogether cold turkey?
I would love to talk about this because, I mean, there's so many accusations against Michael Jackson that have come to light since his death, and we all still bop to PYT.
Yeah.
But we can't with R. Kelly. It's like, where do we draw the line, and when can we separate art from artist? And it's one of those questions where people are going to have feelings no matter what way. You're putting something positive and good into the world with this concert, and people will be enjoying themselves, and good things come out of that. You're trying to make the world a happier place. So someone deriding us with, like, what are you doing with Dr. Luke's support? It's like, no. So dust it off. It's nice that you addressed it. I would have just wrote that person back a picture of my tattoo.
Which says nope.
Nope.
Well, if it's any consolation, though, I mean, we're doing it, you know, we're doing it without the express written permission of the producers of the music. So we're actually capitalizing and stealing money out of his pocket. So I think that's a pretty great thing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can get Lucian to music direct.
I'd be so down for that. But thank you for continually keeping a conversation going with us, and continue to send us messages and questions.
They were trying to start a conversation. They weren't being...
And, oh my gosh. Oh, we should have left that window
bird
open.
Break.
Oh my gosh.
Get the birds outside. We'll be back.
So wait, there's a rainbow spotlight.
Oh, okay.
I wanted, what was that song? It's just the way you make me feel.
I thought that everybody was feeling some kind of way. Those six people that wrote in.
I'm feeling a lot of kinds of ways.
So I was thinking Very Dirty Computer, Janelle Monáe, Just the Way You Make Me Feel.
We love Janelle Monáe, who is a proud pan artist. Mm-hmm. And that's our rainbow spotlight song of the week. So bop to that while we go on a break.
That's just the way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. You're literally getting them out of you by speaking them and figuring out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
That's right. And I think, and I've said this before, I think therapy is a very useful tool, whether you've been through something very traumatic or you're just trying to better yourself.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. You don't have to leave your house. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yeah, all the therapists have licenses, so get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag. This episode is brought to you by, I almost nodded off because this Helix mattress is so comfortable, Helix Sleep!
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
I've had several many Helix mattresses for several many years now, and I love them all. They're all my
babies. I've read the men's room wall.
We have the Midnight Dusk. We have the one for heavy sleepers, and that's also good.
Oh, they're all good.
If you have slumber parties, I love a Helix party. And we are the Helix girls, and we have been for such a long time that we know what works best for us and our bodies. But if you don't know, you could take a Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Also models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Ooh, plus enhanced cooling features to help you from overheating at night.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, so that's why they offer a 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress and a 10- to 15-year warranty.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/ Drag. And use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it's not going to last long.
It's so good, I'm going to say it again. That's helixsleep.com/drag. And use code HELIXPARTNER20.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Let's get political, political. I want to get political.
This is a segment called Let's Get Political. And, oh, fuck, there's some shit going on, dude.
Climate change, it's real.
Yeah.
Our tape hasn't been sticking right.
There are a lot of horrible fires burning in Australia, and we have a ton of messages flooding in about this, and we wanted to share this one.
Hey, we'll ask Atinta. I was wondering if you could please bring some attention to the Aussie fires on Let's Get Political this week. Overall, there are 5 million hectares burning around the country, which is 5 times the size of the Amazon fires and 50 times the size of the Californian ones. It's not a competition. Our genius prime minister decided to go on vacation to Hawaii just as this was becoming a problem. Oh my God. Around half a billion animals have died in these fires, as well as 25 people and a lot of our wildlife. It's devastating. People in small towns had to be evacuated to the beach as their one route into the city was blocked by fire, and they were rescued by army tanks. Even cities that don't catch on fire are covered in dangerous levels of smoke. I live in Melbourne. Yesterday, you couldn't see in front of you. Everything was just white. Our incredible firefighters, volunteers, and people coming from overseas are fighting hard to put them out. We'll put some links on the Instagram and our Twitter and stuff. They're for local services. And you'd be a deep friend of the pod if you could donate, if you can. And thank you for your time. This is Jess from Australia.
Yeah, let's be sure to do that.
Yeah.
Where is the link? Can you text me one?
Sure.
Dipertina?
I donated to the one that Courtney posted.
Okay.
Because I figured, of all people, she would know where I should, you know. She does due diligence and looks into charities and stuff.
Obviously, like, the images that we've seen are devastating, but that number of 500 million animals.
It's insane. Like, it's fucking devastating.
It's a whole, yeah, it's unfathomable.
Yeah.
But a lot of Australia isn't, like, settled, and it's a lot of, like, brush, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
So is that what's burning?
The majority of the cities are out
on the coast?
On the outside, yeah.
Are the fires on the... on the coast or like in the middle?
Well, what also is happening is that all those big cities, like, there aren't fires raging in Melbourne, but all the smoke is coming, and like people are having breathing issues, they can't see. And, you know, like, they're about to do that big tennis tournament there. They're probably going to cancel it.
Wimbledon?
The Australian Open.
Oh
wow.
But it's just
Australia, not so open.
It seems really like, it's obviously affecting.
I can't believe it's 5 times the size of the Amazon. I grew up with wildfires in Florida a lot, and like, we would write our name in the windshields in the ash. Like, you can't breathe. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Anything you can do, donate.
Donate what you can.
I'd like to applaud Brandon Voss, who we just kind of ridiculed. we didn't ridicule him. We joshed him a little bit, and we're hoping it's not true. I'm going to text him and see if it is true, because that's the easiest thing. But his tour, Work the World, is donating to the Australia Zoo Wildlife Warriors and Australian Red Cross. 50% of all January ticket sales from Work the World.
Yes, so that is a great move. Salute. Are you texting us?
Yeah. Hey, did you copyright Drag Brunch? Alaska and I are talking about it on our podcast, and it's too ridiculous to be true, right?
I guess we could have done this research before we wildly conjectured in the news segment of the of the podcast.
Well, no, I like that we didn't know before and we formed our opinion with independent of the actual truth, because now when we know the truth, we'll know right away if she's Traisha Mandrell.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, okay. And what is the...
So
okay.
These are in your email.
Oh,
it's in my email?
Yeah, but the links are to like actual government rural fire services, New South Wales.
Love that.
Okay. The CFA. And then also there's fundraising happening on Facebook.
So I'm going to click on this CFA one. Uh-huh. And is there a button where I can donate?
Let's see.
I mean, I hope it's helpful to donate to these services, right? Like,
completely.
Okay. I want to donate to affected families. I want to support the well-being of volunteer firefighters. Okay. Okay.
You saw
okay,
the button
okay.
on that.
Yes, but yeah. There's like different ones.
Yeah, because they have to spread all the money around. This Facebook one has $32 million raised.
That's good. We want to support the... we want to support the firefighters. We also want to support all the people who are being affected.
I saw a video of fire workers just like smiling in like the middle of a rain.
Oh, it started to rain. Yeah, I saw Courtney
like
doing a rain
bit
dance.
Of rain, and they were just like overjoyed.
Ugh, devastating.
Because at that level, it's only about something huge like that, like a massive
rainstorm. Yeah. Oh, bitch. If rain dances were real. You know?
Okay. I am not from Ukraine. I'm from the United States.
Oh, my God.
No, if I can do this for OnlyFans on the air, then I am happy to do it for a cause that actually is good for the earth. And, I mean, I just... Fuck, so it's because of climate change. Have they ever had a fire scenario like this in Australia?
Yeah, I was there 1 year and we had to drive through it. And I remember the koalas on the news then and everything, but it was a lot smaller. This was, I think, like a DWV year, so like 2013 or 14. So they do have fires every season. It's like California and all that. But this is crazy.
Okay, I'm putting in my card information. Face ID.
Ooh, Face ID.
Yeah, Diva.
Does it recognize the new one?
Which face did I scan into my phone? I mean,
you're going to have to go to the Apple store. They pull out a drawer, it's your old head. A body cast. You carry a body cast of never mind.
What is my suburb?
Hollywood. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, maybe it's Los Angeles.
Can you talk a little bit about, like...
Kenny Michaels?
No, like, how it feels emotionally to be witnessing these fires and things. Because we deal with bad news all day, every day on the internet, because we see it all. But when you actually reflect on the magnitude of, like, an entire continent is on fire...
I try to avoid it. I do what I can where I can, but otherwise it's like I feel helpless. I feel like the world's going to hell in a handbasket, and I'm just trying to decorate the basket a little bit.
Right.
Like, I just want it nice. Like, I'm trying to do my best, but, like, what more can I do? I donated. I posted. I don't know what else to do at that point, so I just stay away from it.
Right.
Distance. And I make myself ignorant, which is sometimes... No, I can't make myself ignorant because ignorance is the inability to learn after being taught.
Right.
So, like...
You keep yourself.
I try to stay away from it. What about you? How do you deal with it? Donating.
Right. I mean, it's... You try to do what you can at the time. But, I mean, obviously, emotionally, it's, like, it's really hard and it's overwhelming. And, you know, our dear friend Courtney, that's where she's fucking from. We have a lot of friends who live down there. We have, we've done shows down there. So it's really hard. And so we're doing what we can. We're getting the word out. And we support the firefighters and the relief effort for sure.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. there's an owl. Oh. There's an owl in this cave.
Is that a scent bird?
He must have a scent bird. Fuck you. Oh, this cave could use some designer fragrances.
Oh my goodness, but just a little. Okay. Wait, okay, it's time for us to go spelunking, gunking, unking deep into the DMs. From Quentin, the message says, "Hi, Alaska Dipper and Willem. I love listening to Race Chaser and Hot Goss when I'm driving anywhere. Thank you for all the amazing content you keep producing. Love you all.
Thanks for listening.
I'm a 20-year-old versatile twink who gets pigeonholed as a bottom because of the way that I look. I've grown to ignore people putting me in a box sexually and have actually started research on sex work and polygamy because they're both heavily stigmatized even in the gay community, even though they should be highly respected in my opinion. Becoming more open about my sexuality has helped me to be more confident overall, but I still struggle with body image issues. Do you have any advice for taking more flattering nudes, including dick and ass pics? Sorry for the long, convoluted lead up to the actual question. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Love you all."
I've never taken a nude photo. Nude?
Nude photos you take. Just yeah. You like...
Just my hole closed and pursed. A nooch nude.
It hasn't been closed and pursed for years.
A purse.
I would open it for a purse.
It's a designer purse. Okay. Well.
Oh man.
More flattering nudes. Okay.
Get a better subject.
I got the stuff. I got one for you.
The thing that you need.
I heard this from Adore Delano. She said, if you're taking an ass pic, put the camera at a lower angle and it makes your ass look bigger.
Yeah.
Like how you don't want to shoot a drag queen from a low angle because it makes our face and our, you know, and our shoulders look bigger.
Shooting a man from below, flattering. Shooting a woman from below, not flattering.
Yeah.
That's why they moved the camera up for the Danish girl with Eddie Redmayne. Whenever Eddie was playing the girl, the cinematographer gave an interview and he's like, we adjusted the camera 3 frames higher than I normally would for any setting to give Eddie's face a more flattering angle.
That's why the cameras here at Forever Dog Studios are mounted on the ceiling on the floor above us.
Uranus. Turned off and around. I would say, honestly, I didn't like how I looked in my nudes and I wasn't getting the results I wanted. So I changed my body.
You hired a boudoir photographer. Like holding the sheet. It's like black and white on like a charcoal background.
Started making men wear blindfolds. No, I'm kidding. I would just say to play from all the angles and to find the good lighting. If you hold the camera out in front of you and then rotate 360 degrees, you find good lighting. And it's probably not inside. Like in a bathroom mirror with overhead lighting? Probably not.
No, don't do overhead
lighting.
Go outside. Do front lighting.
Yeah.
The sun coming through a window is usually great.
Not at noon. Do like a 10:30 and maybe like a golden hour, like a 4:30-ish now. And find some good light and then get naked and spread your hole.
And these go for any pictures, not just nudes.
Yeah.
The next message is from McGiggles. Do you want to read it?
I don't know if there'd be room for giggles. Oh, dear Alaska and Willem and the bear in the background, Dip Dip. I love the pod. Big fan. I'm wondering what your sisters think of the pod. Is it a topic while on tour? Any negative feedback? Positive as well. Here's my peep. Warmest regard, McGiggles14. I've already requested to follow him. This dick is prodigious in nature.
He has on a pair of glossy gym shorts, and he's pulled out a prodigious member from beneath.
There's balls, too.
Yes.
There's balls.
Very
and
nice.
This dick is, like much like the Village People song, Going West. It's got a distinct...
Go west, you will find your
there.
Way.
It's definitely... I don't know if my hand would fit around it if I was trying to grasp it. It looks thick enough right at that end.
Yeah.
Right at that bell curve.
Thank
you so much for the penis.
This is a question we get a lot.
Oh, there's a question too.
It's like, do your sisters listen or do they think it's shady? I think a lot of the girls don't listen to the podcast. Mm-mm. I think they're aware that we do it. But it's sort of like hearing about stuff that you were already there.
Yeah.
I know for myself, I would listen to it because I love Drag Race and I'm obsessed with everything inside and outside and whatever. But a lot of girls are like, I did that and I don't need to hear like deep discussion about it again.
I do know that some of my sisters are listening because I talked to Princess at New Year's and she texted me something about her outfit, the first episode. Remember how she made that outfit twice for the first episode when Rue didn't like it? She like gave me some details about it and stuff I didn't know because I was on the other end of the workroom.
Yeah.
So it's the kind of thing where it's nice to know that some of our friends and sisters are listening.
That's great.
If we ever say anything bad, I'm sure their friends will link them. So.
Oh, for sure.
But we don't say anything out of character, I don't think. Or.
Damn. Thank you for the question, McGiggles. Next question. Dear Willem, Alaska, and Dipper, my name is Mara, and I would like to know your opinion about sexual censorship on Instagram. My friend Golden Lasky and I have update fan accounts. During the Amethyst Journey Tour, Alaska wore a breastplate while performing Vagina. My hit song, Vagina. We posted videos from that performance, and because of the breastplate, Instagram deleted some of the posts, blocked all of our future locations, pictures from showing on the hashtag, on Alaska and Jeremy's tag pictures, and on the locations pictures, too. It went on like that for weeks. Recently, Willem has been wearing a fake vagina. I posted videos of it, and Instagram deleted my posts for sexual content. What do you think about Instagram deleting posts for showing fake sexual parts of a body, and about Instagram's censorship of women's nipples? Much love from Spain. Mara, a.k.a. ThunderBellEye666.
Oh, cool.
We see your pictures come across our Instagram all the time, Mara, so thank you very much. Follow ThunderBellEye666 and the only Golden Lasky for updates and poignant pictures.
To the minute updates.
To the minute, right. Yeah. They do amazing work. Like, it's remarkable.
Reposting is hard. I think that the world is not fair. We are all aware of this. if you want to be on Instagram, they have rules. It's designed to be a safe space for boring people. So trying to be provocative, you may be penalized for it.
The issue is with the selection of what they or their algorithm finds provocative, and it tends to skew toward certain types of things are flagged more. So like women's nipples are policed heavily. Guys with pubes are policed heavily, or hairy bodies are policed heavily.
Yeah, hairier bodies are, yeah.
And so like, yes, they want to keep it a safe space, but also like there's ass everywhere.
Ass everywhere.
So it's like, so wait, you can show ass but not nipples. All of that seems so fucking stupid to me, and I think that the human body is the one thing that we all have in common is that we all have one. So I don't understand censorship of the human body. I don't understand like the allure or like the stigmatization of the things that we all possess. It's weird and crazy. That's why Twitter is great, because it's just like it's a free for all.
Mm-hmm.
They're just sort of like, we're not going to put any rules on that because this is where porn stars can post their content.
The last guy I fucked was off of Twitter.
Great.
Yeah, Twitter's amazing.
So if it were up to me, I would say Instagram should just literally get rid of all these arbitrary. I mean, there's got to be people just who spend all day looking at like looking for nipples or looking for too much bush, or is it too much ass?
Well, it's not just me. It's other people too.
It's just your page, yeah.
Yeah. We think the same thing that you think. We think it's fucking stupid.
Yes, so sorry about that stuff getting flagged, but
don't
it was really
account.
Fun in person. And I guess the lesson is sometimes there are things that you can see at a show that you can't see on Instagram.
So come That's to a live life. Show.
That's real life.
Mm-hmm. From Yana, the dancing bit at the end of every RPDR episode. Did you like doing it or was it awkward?
That's a question for you. I want to know your answer.
I thought it was one of those things where it was like, trot out the ponies. And like sometimes it's just
See,
like.
I had a different. experience.
I saw it as a chance to say goodbye to all the judges that I worked with.
Yeah.
So it was nice just to, you know.
Bye, friends.
Bye, I'll see you after.
Yeah.
Yeah, hotel lobby.
It was just fun and stupid, and I always enjoyed it because it was the end of the day, and you're still there for another episode. That's that. So I always enjoyed doing it, and we were just, like, so fucking relieved. And then you go and eat dinner and get out of drag and stuff, and it's sort of, like, the energy in that room is very, like, oh, we're here.
One more
we're
day.
Still fucking,
yeah.
We're still fucking here. We made it. So I always enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The next message is from Pernilla. Hi, friend of the pod from Sweden here. Can't contribute with a drink since I don't have one. But if I did, I'd probably be a long one. Since, as you probably can tell by this message, I can't keep things short. What I do have, though, are a couple questions about government names in the drag world. In season one of Drag Race, Nina realizes she doesn't know the government names of her fellow contestants, even though they've reached all the way through the finale together. Rebecca then explains to the audience that in drag circles, she's always known as Rebecca, both in and out of drag, and isn't really referred to by her government name. You go.
Hearing all of this, I'm curious to know more about the subject and how common their experiences are. Did you know the government names of the participants of your season? Are there queens in general that you feel you should know the out-of-drag names by now but don't? From what Rebecca says and what I've seen and heard elsewhere, most queens seem very consistent in sticking to the referring to people's drag names. Do you use queens' government names too? And in that case, are there times in specific when you do so? I'm very much looking forward to hearing you discuss, dissect, and disseminate season four, and I'm loving the attention you bring to the classiques. Spelling? Not worse than Dippers. Jokes aside, you're doing a great job. I'm eagerly awaiting the upcoming episodes. Pernilla Red Dipper. I did not write there.
Drag her. Thank you, Pernilla. Pernicious. For the, what does pernicious mean? Thank you, Pernilla, for that question. The answer for me is I don't fucking know anybody's out of drag names.
You start to
I don't even know yours. I mean, really.
You start to learn out of drag names when you travel with people and it's airport and hotel.
That's the only time. Like, let me look at your passport picture. Wait.
Who are you? Where is my sister?
Thomas?
Yeah. Are you a top?
You ain't Thomas.
Who Thomas who? Your name is Cynthia. No.
Matthew? The fuck?
Pernicious means having a harmful effect.
Sorry, Pernilla, this question was not pernicious.
Fuck.
So thank you for the question. And that's how we roll. I think drag is like a sisterhood and so we all just, I don't know, we stick to the drag name because that's how we know each other. It's how we met each other.
I get annoyed when, and I don't get annoyed often.
When people call you your government name.
No, when people come up to me and they're like, they refer to my sisters as their boy names. And they're like, yeah, I'm really good friends with Shane. I'm real good friends with Shane. And it's just like, I saw Shane when he came through here last time. It's like, shut the fuck up. I don't even call her that.
Yeah, sometimes people try it as like, I know you really well. Yeah. Or like, I'm trying to get in the door by like knowing the secret information. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's on Wikipedia. All of our names are out there. It's not. So, yeah, we're sisters. I don't typically go around calling Willem Matthew.
Ashley says, howdy Alaska, Willem and Dipper, the cute Spinderella of the group. A couple weeks ago, Willem cock-teased us with some intel when talking about season four. Did she mention the dolls getting notes and letters under the hotel room doors from production? Did my ears hear wrong, or could you give some more insight into that? Love, Modisha Jenkins.
_ Jenkins. Ha! P.S. Alaska, my bestie / ex, used your font Avenir Next on his last resume and he got the job, so he owes you this pic of his dick. That's an Avenir Next dick.
You could use that for all kinds of calligraphy.
Yes.
That's a thick member. Hairy, just enough hair though. Dark belly button, all the hair in there you can't see. It's like a never-ending story. Pubes, full.
Pubes.
It's hanging.
Can't see the balls. Balls might be balls.
Mystery balls.
Balls might be bitty.
Bitty balls. A bitty titty ball.
I hate it when I can't see the balls.
That's so upsetting.
So what's the question?
What is the question? Oh.
This is really insider.
Yeah, I think I've said everything that I know about it because I didn't get a note under the door. We found out when the girls did because they were vocal about it. Some girls have been more vocal than others, but on my season, I know at least two or three off the top of my head got them. And our rooms were kind of in the order of elimination at one point, too.
The note under the door is referring to a letter from the hotel where you're staying that says, thank you for your stay.
Here's your
checkout charges. Mm-hmm. And so some girls received a letter like this.
With coffee charges and all that stuff and whatever. Back when the hotel was still communicating with girls directly, like season 4 and before.
Yeah.
Prior to their elimination.
The morning, right. They woke up to the note saying, thank you for your stay, because it was their last day.
It's not like a great sign to get that.
No, and it's very, and if I got that, I was like, and then I had the lip sync, I would think I was going home.
Or for sure.
If I got that and then woke up the next day to go back to the stage to try to finish the challenge, knowing that like, chances are I won't be sleeping here tonight.
I think the official story is that it was a mistake. And it was like a clerical error on the part of the
hotel. It was a hotel. It was not.
And I don't think every time someone got a note under the door, they necessarily went home. I don't think that happened 100%. Did it?
Every time that I know of, it did on my season. And from what I know of season 3.
Other seasons as well.
Yeah, it happened in season 3. And those people all went home.
Okay. Well, I guess only time will tell.
Who can say where the truth lies? Only time.
Not us.
Not us. No. We're wildly conjecturing and being pernicious. Just pernicious in general.
I thought your podcast was pernicious. Precocious.
And punk.
And provocative. And punctual.
We never talked about this.
Brandon Voss for the win.
What did he say? Just under the buzzer. I mean, we almost closed up the episode.
He said, is this coming from fucking Mimi on first? No, our producer for our podcast told us about it, and we were talking about it on there, period. What about Mimi, though? Is it true? Is this coming from fucking Mimi on first?
He didn't deny it. If somebody accused me of copywriting some shit, I'd be like, no, LOL.
Meanwhile, you're actually...
Meanwhile, we're filing for the copyright.
I wouldn't.
While we wait for this text, we haven't talked about this because Willem did the interviews without you for Latitudes with
Latrice. Latitudes with Latrice.
Do you have any feelings that title. On that?
What, on the word latitudes?
I don't know.
I mean, I thought it was clever. I thought y'all were most definitely stoned when you came up with that idea, and that's fine.
What is stoned?
I'm cannabis positive.
I wish we would have called it Latrice's Pieces.
Oh, that's cute.
Because that's better, but I'm thinking maybe at the reunion we can give her like some candy with her face on it.
Latrice's Pieces.
That's the only thing we'll serve. Cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
She could also do a life-size dildo called Latrice's Piece.
Oh,
Latrice
wow.
Piece. Latrice Piece.
Oh, wow.
That'd be sickening. Girl, I would go to drag con back for that. This is the episode of... Oh, never mind. We're not doing Race Chaser. We're on a different podcast.
Right. So, and then I have one
same
more thing
network, different podcast.
It's in the vertical.
Submitted.
What's this?
Do you hear that sound after Fifi talks?
The grinder. And the eyebrow goes up.
Good for her. So that was a video
of
the, it's that exciting moment where they tell you on Skype that you're on Drag Race. So it's all the girls like, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
They say
you. Except for you, you were just like, cool, bye.
Well, beep, beep, beep. I knew it to be disingenuous because I'd been in the casting process for reality shows before. And if you shut up, if you do your psych and then they say, we have a few more questions for you via email, we'd like to arrange a call. It's like, you've already asked me everything you wanted to in the casting process and submitted me to the network to be legally able to get me on the show. You already know you want me. So I knew they wanted me. So
I've done my psych. and had Skypes and not gone on. So
me too. Hello, hello, X on the beach.
I'm just saying,
hello, Bachelor.
You had to do a psych for Bachelor.
No.
But no.
He said she makes me ill.
The video. That's still not a denial.
Is it true?
That's still not a denial.
Ooh,
can
what
you just say yes or
nudes?
No? Well, anyway, so they're showing the video, and in Fifi's...
I have a freckle right there.
Fifi's, I'm excited I got accepted on Drag Race on Skype. You can hear a Grindr notification go off, which is funny. Get your life. Get it. It's weird.
This guy has sent a couple fuck videos to
them. Really? Do tell.
I don't think it's you.
No, but I thought it was for a second because I have a freckle right in that same spot near my ass cheek.
Oh, my God. Here's
and
a picture
the
of
subject
me.
Makes me think it could be.
Ooh. Is it resplendent?
It's a lot of deep dick.
Resplendent?
I'm not mad.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not mad at all. It's warm up.
I guess there's just room for everyone. I'll say that. quoting you again. But no, that's very nice.
There's certainly a lot of room after this guy's done.
That's what's called a gape.
Get the whole life. Get your whole life together, gal.
Wait, stop. Oh, I thought he was doing poppers and he kept fucking him. I was like, he's going to burn his face.
No, because he sent us videos a while ago and you commented on his like sheet on the bed.
His sheet?
Yeah.
Well, that's
like,
the bottom's
look
fault.
At that sheet. And
Nate Berkus.
He said, that's my fuck sheet. It's not my bedspread. I just pull it out to have sex on it.
Oh, what a good idea.
Yeah, I had a guy in Hawaii. I'm not giving this back. I need to find out his name first.
Go to his profile.
Clipper. Hold on, let me cross-reference. I already, McGiggles 14 is the last person I looked up.
So we've made it to the end here as Brandon evades our question.
Yes, still no official word from Brandon Voss as to whether he copyrighted or attempted to do so, the phrase drag brunch. So thank you for listening to this episode of Drag
Brunch.
Copyright.
If you'd like reservations for Drag Brunch, listen to us every Wednesday and Fridays. And you can send us your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Good questions and explicit tricks get priority.
I'm Senor Frog. And no, I'm just kidding. We have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Sign up to be a patron and support us. Just search it using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the videos a la carte.
Dollar a day. Follow us on IG at Willem, at the Only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod. We will be back next week with more piping,
steaming,
scalding,
boiling,
hot
crunch.
Drag brunch.
Drag brunch.
So we're not going to read it verbatim, but Brandon has replied, and I'm glad he did because he does own several copyright marks or trademarks around Drag Brunch, but they date back to 2015 when he started the franchise in New York. And he did. I mean, he may not have been the first to do Drag Brunch, but he did do it in at least four or five different areas where I performed within an 18-day period because he did some of my book tour. And it was the same marketing, the Senor Frog, you know, the same group numbers. It was a lot of work. And it wasn't just him slapping his name on something that he didn't own. It was his concept and the shows and the music and the choreo and like all that. He says, we certainly don't run around shutting down every restaurant with the drag show. So that's good to know. Like he's not shutting down drag brunches, but if someone's trying to use his logo, if someone's
make it look like it's his product when it's not.
Yeah.
So that was the purpose of getting it.
Yeah. Which is good to hear because, you know, he's a sensible man and I like working with him.
Well, you're listening to Willem's Drag Brunch. It looks as, I mean, on the flyer, it looks like Willem is penciled in with, I guess, lipstick. Something is scratched out.
We have three seatings at Mama Cita Toad. Please bring your own quarters.
Thank you for clearing that up, Willem and Brandon. And we're glad to provide you with top-notch intel long after we wildly conjecture and make generalizations.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited.
This Goss is hot!